like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
So, every single time that we come off a really damn good episode, like the most recent episode is always the one we're feeling hella proud about, and, you know, sometimes we do some really good shows, unexpected ones, or just, you know, overall, I like to think every show is substantial, but, dude, there are some episodes that hit fucking differently, dude. So, every time, like I said, feels like we go super long without it. It feels like it's been hella fucking long. I can't tell you, like, a couple days in a row, you know, that I had thought of doing the show. But, you know, I just, you know, decided and made the decision that Jesus Day is the day that we're going to return, because it's been officially a week. It just felt like it was, like, a lot longer. I felt like it was a lot longer gone, away from the show. But, nope, it was literally the previous and or following Sunday. So, are we live? We're live, okay. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Truth Speech. Can you believe it? 490 episodes. This is episode 490, Truth Speech, obviously. Like we said, it's Sunday, September 17th, 2023. It is good to be back. It's your host, Gabriel Hernandez, here joining you here. Not at 3 a.m., not at 1 a.m., not at fucking 2 a.m. We're here at 11:40 a.m., essentially 11. It's a little bit more of a normal time, but like I said, depending on whenever you guys consume, depending on whenever you guys decide to listen to the podcast and all that, you know, obviously, like I said, that will pose and show what the meaning is truly. But, you know, like I said, just because I do it differently and or just because I record it at a specific time doesn't mean that anyone else is going to listen to it at a specific time, because it's not live. It's just like, you know, everyone is going to hear it when they hear it, whether you go jogging, whether you're driving, whether you're kicking your feet up and smoking this bong right here. Like, I have this bong here right next to me that we're about to do. It's routine here, dude. It's motherfucking routine here. I'm glad, I'm proud, and I'm happy. It's good to be back. I mean, dude, there's so much eventful shit that's happened in the last week. Dude, every single time that we step away and come back, there's always something to talk about here. So, like I said, episode 490, we have 9 more episodes, ladies and gentlemen. 9 more fucking episodes. How long am I going to take this to drag it out? How long am I going to drag this shit out for? Dude, we got to start hitting the nail with the hammer. We got to reach that 500th episode. Have we even discussed plans for it or anything like that? Or any discussions? There's been no discussions or no nothing here. Can you fucking believe that, eh? But, dude, it was so fucking hilarious. Because last week's episode, dude, we were like 20 minutes in or something. Then I decided to do like the plugs and all that. But we're not going to waste any time. But all time is valuable and all time is valued here, ladies and gentlemen. So We have, like I said, if you like our show, be sure, obviously, stream our show exclusively on Spotify. Spotify podcast on Instagram as well, that you can follow them. But you can follow our podcast as well. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, all the other major podcast providers, probably the most popular major podcast providers. I kind of slurred my words right there, but follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, x.com/GTKingOfficial for my Twitter account. I still call it Twitter, man. Fuck that other name shit. You know what I mean? True Speech Pod for both Instagram, for Threads, and for Twitter. Can you believe that? I just put a post up there earlier just talking about how I like to keep shit consistent with all my accounts and stuff. Meaning like the profile pictures, the bio, everything. I like to keep professional and well categorized and stuff. So a lot of people have been very impressed with my work, and I've shown my friends and family in person, like different posts, or, you know, I put a lot of different posts, like, because I put a little bit of everything everywhere, you know, depending on, you know, the platform and stuff. You know, I put a lot of stuff on Facebook too, but I don't put too much, you know what I mean? Then again, mind you, I don't put anything on the internet that I would be nervous if anyone found it, you know what I mean? I mean, some snippy comments here and there, you know, you know, I read a lot of comments, but I also, you know, I don't really post as much as I used to. Meaning, like, I don't mean just as of late. I mean, I have digressed a lot in just regular life and a lot of different things. But when it comes to, like, my posts just in general, let alone, like, I'm a guy that likes to, you know, be active. You know what I mean? I like to keep consistency. So, like, if I went for a certain amount of time without doing a podcast, or I went for a certain amount of time without doing this or that, A, B, or C, there would be some issues, right? There would be some mass issues. It would be some confusion, some frustration, and possibly depression, depending on what it is. You know, if you're not doing what you love, then you're not living and enjoying your life. You know what I mean? Very simple. I mean, like, I don't need to teach a life skills lesson, meaning like, oh, well, it's pretty simple for everybody to do what it is they like to do. I mean, if you do what you truly like to do, you're never going to work a day in your life or do any hard task in your life. I mean, that's easier said than done for people to find what they like, because it's all about your approach and all that. Your approach is like the most important thing. Now, I cannot stress that enough. I mean, I talk about that all the time. I know people probably get annoyed of hearing about it all the time. But no matter what the fuck happens in your life, you know what I mean? It does not fucking matter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what happens. What happens is what happens. You can't change it. You can't use your time machine and go back in time. It happened and it happened. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, you know what I mean? But your approach is what's going to get you through it. You know what I mean? Because if you have a negative approach, oh, I'm never going to get this or that or A, B, or C, I'm never going to get her number, or I'm never going to do this or that, I'm never going to become famous, or I'm never going to get these many followers. However you set your standards at, the meter is how high you decide to put your standards. You don't let anyone else discuss or decide for you. What the fuck kind of bullshit is that? You should never let anyone dictate your happiness, anybody dictate your career paths, anyone dictate any decisions or important decisions that you have to make and or will have to make in the future. There's just a lot of ways that we can go about things. Now, it's a matter of doing them, let alone not only doing them. You can't expect everybody to be on the same page. That's the thing. You just can't. You can't expect everybody to be on the same page. You can't expect everybody to know what you know. You can't expect everybody to have the knowledge that you do. You can't expect everybody to be awakened to all the crazy tragedies that are occurring in the world. You know, if you notice the large amount of people that we have in this world, let alone just focusing on the United States, I'm sure many could agree with me in saying that this place and nation and country is, and the people in this world are massively divided, obviously by different countries and all that, but to personalities and groups and political parties and all this other shit, man. people are so divided. I mean, there's people that don't know how to separate, and then there's people that obviously that know how to, they just don't want to. You know, they stay in their circle, which is smart, or they just stay with their people. Why was I going to say they stay with their clique? You guys remember that song? I fucking with my clique. Real rap fans, OG, original R&B, hip-hop and R&B fans will know that. 90s people will know that. I forgot who the fuck sings that song. I gotta type it in, maybe. I did not know that Siri has a fucking typing function. Meaning, like, instead of saying, hey, Siri, you can literally type it. But that defeats the purpose for me, because, like, sometimes I want to talk in, but one of the most annoying things is when it doesn't hear you all the way, dude. That navigation, dude, that's all that shit's so damn annoying, dude. When it doesn't hear you and you're trying to say something straight through and stuff, and you got to really be able to hear, like, dude, that's one of my mass pet peeves, just let alone hearing in general. It doesn't matter what the hell it is. Like, dude, when you're on your phone and stuff and someone says they can't hear you, I'm like, dude, open your fucking ears, motherfucker. Speaking of opening your ears and hearing shit, I just got my Beats, I think last week or so, my Beats Studio Pros X's, because if you guys remember, like I said, I was in an Uber, and I left my case in there. So I'm like, dude, these are worthless without the case. And not thinking like a dumbass, I chucked them into the mop bucket, and I ensured that they were gonna not work ever again. So then I just end up flushing them down the toilet. I know, probably sounds supremely aggressive. I mean, for someone who sits here trying to give advice or help some people out, it doesn't seem like that'd be some very smart advice. But hey, man, sometimes shit happens. I mean, I'm tired of bad shit happening, you know what I mean? Can you believe it? Like, the first time I ever lost my headphones, dude, it was terrible, dude. You have to, like, fork up more money, or you have to use money that you shouldn't have been using just to get something back that you had. But, dude, these ones, the range for these ones are absolutely fucking amazing. Absolutely stunning. Meaning, like, it's far, man. So I can be in my room, right? I can have my phone in my room, and I could go out, which is more than I can't even describe it, man. Like, a billion feet away. Like, it's pretty fucking far, dude. Like, you can hear shit so much clearer. I mean, the music's as good as always. But, dude, yeah, they're pretty much the same ones, but, you know, the range is a lot better because they're the Plus, I believe. The Beats Studio Pro Pluses, or whatever the fuck you call it, man. There's so much Plus things. XR Maxes, S Max Ds, XS Maxes, iPhone 15, 16, 17. Are these going to keep on going until we hit, like, iPhone 30 or something like that? Because it seems like, dude, I cannot keep up. Dude, I still have the XR. Is it the XR or the XS? No, I have the XR still, dude. Can you believe that? I'm not in a upgrading like everybody else is, dude. I'm not in a getting the next big, newest thing like everybody else. I mean, dude, if you look and think about it, for example, right now we're going to go into complete detail. I mean, there's been times I've seen these ridiculous-ass lines, you know, like the Black Friday shopping. I mean, just anytime anybody wants to go to the iPhone store, anytime that a new phone comes out, you got these people out there that are camping. They're waiting. They're talking amongst themselves. They're standing outside the door of the building before it even opens. And they have a really, really stern, weird approach to wanting their phones. Meaning, like, oh, you know, they're rowdy and obnoxious and stuff. And it is fucking weird. Who the fuck would wait in line, let alone hella early in the morning, for a fucking phone? You know what I mean? I can understand, like, if you're getting a good deal or something like that. You know, everybody was, you know, they have their own reasons for stepping in those stores to begin with. I'm saying, like, because, yeah, obviously, if you make enough money to buy it, you for sure. But we know there's a handful of people that don't buy it. They lease. They use a contract. You sign a contract. And, you know, you may think that the phone, as long as you pay your phone bill, that you own that phone, but you don't. You're leasing it. You're borrowing it. That's why there's a say. That's why there's that whole, oh, you know, if someone gives you a loan or you get a loan, you're loaning someone money. You're using the money that you needed to do the necessities and expenses that you needed to attend to. And then afterwards, the next time you get money of your own, you reimburse them for everything that they helped you with. And it's only fair. And if you don't, that's selfish behavior. You know, there's people that will, you know, cry up in arms about every little thing. You know, oh, like this, can you please do this or that? Oh, because this and that. And they'll swear up and down that everything they're doing is correct. Everything they're saying is correct. That, you know, coming off as if they'd have no flaws at all. And they come off as if they think they're perfect, or, you know, another word I like to use is a slang word. They think they're hot shit, but they're not hot shit. The more people that try hard are the ones that are the most idiots. It's like, reminds me when you see you're out and about and you see people who are dressed funky. Meaning, like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard for dudes to dress funky. I mean, it's more so the ladies, because ladies can be revealing. Ladies, it can be, obviously, attention-seeking. Because women have more ways to express, I guess, or express their physical attributes in public. I mean, I don't know if I worded that right. I mean, yeah, they have, from the titties, showing off too many titties, or, you know, showing something that shows too much of your ass, or something that's see-through or spandex. It doesn't matter, man. Like I said, people find many ways around stuff. But for example, like I said, for women, if you're one of those whores or sluts or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a whore or slut necessarily to do this. My bad. I'm not meaning to insult anybody here on Jesus Day. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, so we should be good, right? Especially if you haven't even hit from his bong yet. But it always reminded me, because it was always so funny for me. Every time I would ever see this scenario happen, you see women dress up in a certain way, more so than anything, and they would get mad that there's a bunch of dudes salivating out the mouth, like they had never touched a piece of pussy in their life. It's crazy. But how the hell are you going to talk? We're not even going to talk about that. So people got to assume things about you. They're assuming things about you that aren't true. They're not going off of fact. They're going off of emotion and ego. You know, ego is one hell of a fucking thing to not have in a relationship. Like, I could understand ego, but there's unhealthy egos. And then, you know, there's just some people that aren't able to get over that hump. You know what I mean? They're not able to get over the difficulties. They're not able to get over the fact that that's who the fuck they are. Because point blank is, ladies and gentlemen, authenticity. Am I saying that right? That's one of the few words I can't say properly. Authenticity. You know, how authentic someone is, how real they are. You don't get, we don't like fake people around here. You know what I mean? I don't have any time personally for myself to be fake. I don't have any time to act like anybody else that I'm not. I don't have any time to entertain any idiots. Idiots, you like that? I was gonna say idiotic, but I caught myself. I said idiots. I mean, I don't have time to support and or entertain idiotic behaviors. So, ladies and gentlemen, so like for example, like when something happens to you, you know, repeatedly, and it just doesn't stop, it's the same result every time. What do you expect? So, if point A in a relationship A and relationship B are arguing, both the male and female are arguing. They're whatever it is they're doing over whatever. And anytime that they argue, someone cusses. And it's almost inevitable. So it's like, oh, well, anytime that so-and-so has disagreement, they end up fighting really bad. And, you know, that easily could be me, honestly. But I know, obviously, there's been a lot of different stuff that has happened as of late. So I just feel like my rage is a lot more skyrocketed. Not really, but, dude, just, you know, when it comes to taking in bullshit, my rage meter for bullshit, the lack of bullshit, like, you know, just stupid bullshit happening, like, stuff like that, my radar for that is substantially fucked up. Meaning, like, I am beyond irritated and agitated and willing to rip someone's head off, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we all go through things in life, ladies and gentlemen. We all go through life. You know, everybody goes through life, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not all about who goes through it. It's about who gets through it. Through the tough times, through the rough times, and all the worst times, you know. When you have your circle of people, you know, a circle of life, you keep those people close to you. And you don't do anything to jeopardize those relationships. You know, I've seen people do that. Jeopardize their complete relationship and do it almost fairly easy. I mean, always will be shocking to me, depending on what it is, after I've worked a consistent amount of time or did something for a consistent amount of time. And then after a while, you start noticing stuff. If you don't notice anything, that means you're not paying attention. But yeah, I mean, it's easy, man. It's fairly easy. It's something you just got to find your flow with. You know what I mean? It's just, once you pick something up after doing it for so long, it becomes second nature to you. You know what I mean? So second nature, and it means that you just, you know, it's like a second language for you. But if you do, ladies and gentlemen, if you like our shows, quickly before we continue on this glorious episode of True Speech, it's episode 490. But if you can, ladies and gentlemen, do give us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Please turn up the motherfucking music. How did you guys like the recent episode? I mean, dude, there was so much. I did not know music was going to be playing in the background for the entire show. I mean, there was like a point in time where I didn't even know that the music was going to be on, which is funny because I didn't know that music was going to be on, and you know, it was just like a, oh fuck. I just felt bad, you know what I mean? But ladies and gentlemen, like I said, you can follow us as well on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, fuck it. We're just gonna call it Twitter. So True Speech Pod on Instagram and the Twitter. So be sure to follow us. I have not been too active on social media as of late. I mean, very briefly. I'm gonna sneeze right. Yeah, very briefly. I mean, it's not like it's complete hiatus or anything from social media, but I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's something a little boring, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe just thinking about everything else under the sun, you know. I watch whatever, you know. I watch whatever I can on YouTube. Did I tell you guys about the YouTube app that I have on my iPad that blocks the ads automatically? You don't have to pay a dime. Well, you could pay for the edition that has the without the ads and shit, but overall, okay, so what the fuck is this app called? So you go in here, you go in the iPad. Hey, dude, it's fucking awesome, though, because nothing's more fucking annoying than being on YouTube and those stupid motherfucking ads keep popping up. Like, my music's on, or I'm watching some important video or some shit, and I keep hearing a fucking ad, and, you know, I'll freaking zone out for a second and be like, what the fuck is this person talking about? And then I'll go and it's on a fucking ad or something. But, dude, this app is awesome. I use this app to watch Family Guy on YouTube, because there's a lot of simultaneous Family Guy streams all day long on YouTube. So it's called Tube Pro. So if you, I'm not endorsed nor am I sponsored or anything. I like to find cool shit and then tell people about it. So I watch a lot of Family Guy. I mean, that's where I watch, that's where I have and got my mashups and remixes of the popular songs. Like, they're like 1 hour to 2 hour, 3+ hours long usually when it comes down to some of the artists I listen to and stuff. Like, I'll watch that, and I have been watching a lot. Well, ramping up the usage of Paramount Plus. Dude, did you guys see the new Transformers movie, Rise of the Beast. Was it good? What did you think of it? I seen it. I just want to know what everyone else is thinking. Now think about that to yourself. What do you guys feel about it? How do you think about it? How does it tie into the saga? Is it completely different? No, I mean, I watched that. Dude, that is like the only movie I've ever put on my speaker and just had on, and it was booming. My room sounded like an absolute surround sound theater. I mean, that speaker works excellent. You know, it works wonders and it works amazing. And something that I've used for a while. I've had for a while now. I remember the exact day that I got it too. But dude, how many minutes are we in here without taking a motherfucking hit? Like, in the very beginning of the show, we probably within like the first 5 minutes or so, we would probably advocate for smoking and taking a hit and or drinking from your bottle, whatever the hell you wanted to do, like kick your feet up and stuff. But as we said before, we're in 20 minutes deep. So you guys want to sync up your smoking with me? You want to sync up the bong rips? You want to sync up everything and anything you got synced up? We should sync up and link up in 4, 3, 2. I'm still kind of skeptical about it. Oh my God. Meaning, like, I just don't like as big as these bogs are. I just don't like the frequent, the smoke, like, the amount of smoke that you gotta inhale and stuff. Like, I still feel like I'm green in the world of smoking, dude. You should never, anybody that smokes bongs. Anyone that smokes bongs knows you can't leave stale smoke in there, as we've talked about previously. And you gotta clear your bong. Otherwise, you'll be wasting. Right? But I don't know. I mean, I think about it like that, but I don't at the same time. You know, I mean, I'm used to more so pipes than anything. You know, like, I was telling this guy the other day, this customer had, that, dude, you know, like, they're asking, the people will ask about zigzags a lot, because the store I work at, we don't sell them, right? So, I go and say, like, oh, well, yeah, no, the smoke shop around the corner has, and all that. It's like, I just said, like, I didn't even know how to roll. Like, a lot of people I know will smoke blunts and stuff. There's a difference between blunts and a joint. And people will use swishers and shit like that to smoke their weed. Mind you, I do not know how to roll at all. I don't. I cannot roll a joint or a blunt to save my life. I mean, I could see how people do it, and stuff, but I still, you could show me hand in hand, physically, in person, in front of me, and when it's my turn to do whatever the fuck the task was, you can just see that I wasn't ready for it. It just depends. It really seriously depends, man. But, dude, holy shit, can you believe that? I mean, not everybody smokes, though, man, like I said. I mean, I smoke, but just because I don't know how to roll doesn't mean I don't smoke. You know what I mean? I'm more of like a, I mean, I don't know. I would say bong is on the third on my list, I guess, when it comes to my preference for smoking. I mean, obviously, I'd probably say like, I mean, you guys know that I've smoked like the Stizzies and, you know, for very famously, we talked about a lot, Alien Labs here and all that. So we smoke, definitely. It just, I think what got me, what got me kind of suppressed from going to the weed shops was, let alone buying weed versus like vapes or edibles or anything else under the sun. Like, I think it was just the crazy prices, because I would look at this, you know, little eighth or whatever the fuck it's called, these little ass amount of nugs and whatever, and I would not. I mean, I can't roll for shit, dude. So, like I said, if I don't know how to roll that, if you don't have any cones or anything, I don't even know how to roll a joint, dude. If like you guys heard of cones, right? If you use cones, you just grind up your weed in whatever grinder you got. You put. I mean, I don't know. Do you put it? Do you grind it up obviously on the little table or whatever it is that you're using, and you put it back in the pipe. Or if you bend your cone, like I said, because there's some times where the paper gets bent and stuff, so it ends up overall just hitting like shit. So either put it back in the pipe or put it back in the pie also. Yeah, man, a lot of people will smoke and stuff, and, you know, I can't control coughing when there's this big old bong, you know what I mean? Is there still smoke in there? That was such a weak hit that I took, but I feel so fucking zooted. It's a new word I've been using. I heard that from like YBN Namir or something. YBN Namir, the rapper. Like some of these rappers' names, man, it's absolutely crazy. Crazy cool. But yeah, he said zooted, and I was like, oh, dude, I gotta use that word more often. Zooted. I mean, like we're stoned and stuff, and whatever else people choose to do and or consume on their daily routines or daily habits. I'm just kidding. Is it me, or has this show been recently really awkward for like today? I think it's in my head. But, oh yeah, it's 11:09. Can you believe that? We've only been live for 30 minutes. Whatever happened to the video podcast? I mean, I have not done one since I returned from the crash. I mean, speaking of the crash, I know it's been like a million years since it's happened now. I mean, yeah, I'm easing myself into the speed again. You know, I'm easing myself more so my footwork, meaning like how you have your feet on the, on, you know, the scooter, because I did crash. I mean, obviously, like I said, tactically, I made a lot of mistakes and stuff, and you know, I obviously wasn't able to, you know, protect myself in the ways I needed to, but, you know, obviously know now from, you know, hearing it from people or, you know, just reading about it, or even, you know, any of the information, insight you get, you know, people just go amongst themselves and talk to whomever, you know. People are open to do whatever it is that they want, in a way, you know, like I said, not like whatever they want, I mean, meaning like whatever they want. The sky is the limit for your goals. Doesn't matter what country you're from. It doesn't matter what orientation you are or gender. No, everybody has goals. Everybody has agendas. Everybody has peace of mind. And, you know, it just works the way it works. What's he smelling? That's crazy. I don't know what the hell he was smelling. I don't know why he was right there. But what else we got here on the show, dude? Is, you know, what's so funny out of this entire show so far, 32 minutes in, we haven't even looked at our notes once. How about my addiction to Pop-Tarts as of late? Anybody fan of strawberry Pop-Tarts here? Raise your hand, please. Please and thank you. Left hand or right hand? Left hand or right hand? You know, dude, Pop-Tarts are fucking bomb, man. I think Pop-Tarts are hella fucking good. But one of the funniest, hilarious parts about it was that my ass hadn't even put it in the toaster. They're just so damn good. I just open them up and, you know, just tear that shit up, dude. It's just so fucking good. But then, you know, obviously, like, I'll get, I just seen this person, dude, we're stoned. This is what happens when you get too stoned and come on a podcast, when you take half-ass hits. I thought I took a pretty half-ass hit, though. Why, does anyone disagree or something? I don't think I took a half-ass hit. I just feel like, oh, this motherfucker's tall as fuck. That's why. I was like, I just feel so much shorter. You know what I mean? But we're going to scroll on over to the notes. All right, so continuing on this episode of Truth Speech, thank you all for who are listening, who've joined us, and who has joined us within the last couple of weeks. Different people, different fans, different people listening to the different shows and whatnot. But we are back, like I said. So for this Halloween, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? What are you guys gonna go trick or treating? What's gonna go on in America's Halloween 2023? I literally wrote 2024, like if it was next year already. And I was thinking of like the elections and all that. So I was like, oh, 2024, blah, 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 blah. You got to look at the month ahead. And it's like, no, I still have not passed the month I need. You know, the last few Halloweens have been so, just absolutely uneventful whatsoever. I mean, forgive me if there was some things in there that were memorable. But, dude, overall, these systems suck ass. All of it does. You know what I mean? So it's a pretty fortunate thing to live with, but it happens. You know what I mean? But like I said, we're gonna circle back. Dude, are we absolutely like tired as fuck? Or are we stoned? Because some of the topics and stuff, I was combining a lot of like I don't know, some half-assed thoughts or something in there, like thoughts that didn't make any sense or something. But like I said, for the last three Halloweens, obviously, like I said, shit happens with your, whatever it is. I mean, I've had a bunch of different types of Halloweens, dude. I've eaten candy right out the bucket, trick-or-treating. Giving candy to trick-or-treaters. And, you know, I've gone with friends 2 years in a row to go. And one of those times it was raining. And the best bet, actually, is to bring a pillowcase, too. So why am I sounding like I'm going to go trick-or-treat like some weirdo? No, I'm just kidding. No, but we are, and we have, if you have checked them out, you can follow them or follow us directly on Twitter to see these pictures directly. But you can see my recent cosplay character, my Spider-Man cosplay character pictures. I just uploaded like a couple more or another collage or something like that on our Twitter. So for our Twitter, I mean, I've obviously retweeted them on my account and stuff, but yeah, we have that up there. You know, I'm excited, man. I mean, I'm always excited to dress up, but man, oh man, those suits come with the downfalls, the downslips. And you know what it is? Can anybody guess? The downfall, the ultimate downfall. The ultimate downfall. I'm so stoned, I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh, no, the ultimate. Oh, okay, so I gotta keep my eyes on the notes, though, because otherwise my mind will digress. It feels like my mind like needs to get plugged into the wall or something. But the worst downfall, dude, the suit is amazing, okay? It feels amazing. It looks amazing. Pictures-wise, it's fantastic. You know, just sound-wise, fantastic. But when you get to those main roads and whatever else it is, you know, very dangerous in general or whatever your person, you know, things are just overall dangerous, more dangerous. So you could... What was that? You know, it's just simply, quite simply, ladies and gentlemen, having to use a restroom. When you have to take a piss, dude, there's no way, unless you're absolutely fucking flexible and just, you got it, then you should have been able to, you know, bend over for that. You know, bend your back backwards, you know what I mean? Depending on how people fall and stuff, that's the thing. You just never know how you're going to fall or what's going to happen and stuff, but man, yeah, I mean... It was hot the first time I ever put the suit on, the Spider-Man suit, it was fucking hot, dude. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna take this one later or something like that. But, yeah, man, and, very excited for it. I mean, I don't know if I'm working here on October 31st, but either way, we will still be rocking the Spider-Man stuff. If anything, we'll probably get something newer than that. I mean, I like that one, but I want the one with the zipper. So I don't have to stress about using the bathroom and stuff like that, dude. I stress so much. Yeah, man. I mean, I cannot wait for Halloween. It would be cool. I mean, I like to see what everyone's dressing up as. I mean, for women, it's an opportunity to look like absolute sluts and not get judged. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? You guys want to dress up as little sluts for Halloween? Why don't we all just be... We're America's slut. We're the world's slut, in a way, if you think about it. All right. But, yeah, man. So, that'll be cool. I mean, next thing you know, I was thinking about... Well, shit, should we do a podcast with the suit on? And I was just like, Nah, I'm just like, nah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know how hot it's going to be. You know what I mean? Like, if it's too hot, that's just uncomfortable as fuck. It's hot as fuck in there, but, dude, when it's cold in that fucking suit. You know, as much as I keep on talking about it, it makes me want to go get it and put it over here. We're sitting at my desk. It's damn good to be back here on the show, though. I really fuck with the shit. These are my vibes. These are my peoples. I love this show. I mean, yeah. I was explaining the other day on Twitter how I've been podcasting since I was age 18. Since I was a baby, in a way. I'm 27 years old. I mean, started the podcast when I was getting right out of high school and stuff, and keeping it consistent for all these years, even though it was kind of rough, you know, at times or whatever else it is. But I put all of my eggs in one basket. And I look to make decisions in my life accordingly. I look to make decisions based off facts, having intel and or information that's logical and legitimate. And, you know, as long as I've been doing the podcast, I've been doing a podcast longer than a lot of these motherfuckers. So all these brand new ass people that have been out here, you know, they're getting a bunch of attentions and all that, you know, because people are looking at the stupidest shit for attention now. So, there's a lot of good podcasts, don't get me wrong, but there's some people that don't belong on the Zare. And I don't think that's for, I don't think I could, yeah, I could not use that for the, there's no air needed in those right now. Yeah, man, so I took a lot of pictures, so I will post those. I mean, I think they're already posted, actually, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They're already posted, so you really don't have to worry about that. You can check them out. X.com/truthspeechpod. I think it's pinned in our profile, too, so you could be able to check them out pretty quickly. Moving along here on this episode of True Speech, we are going to give our thoughts on society in general. What I was able to gather from the other day, from what I was reading and the energies and stuff like that, just noticing everything and seeing everything that people are doing. And dude, everybody was absolutely nuts the other day. They were going nuts. They were literally going nuts. Like, dude, people were driving around crazier than ever, accelerating up the ass and being an absolute nuisance to society. And everything just felt so more intense, more rapid. Even the drivers, dude, it's like, dude, I'm trying to ease myself back into riding, and I use a scooter and stuff like that. That thing's fucking fast, dude. When you know how to balance properly, that thing is fast. So I'm slowly but surely trying to ease myself back in there, though. It just depends on the amount of training and stuff that I keep on receiving, what I'm gonna do, how I'm gonna approach it. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, obviously, it's gonna take a while, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. You know what I mean? I honestly, I find myself like probably getting more nervous when there's cars next to me and stuff. But I don't like no motherfuckers behind me, man, at all. Not even in person, man. Like, someone just standing behind me. No, I don't like that. I don't like no fucking people, you know, behind me in any form, whether I'm at work or anything. Like, you know, I don't want people looking at it. Checking me out. Like, I understand I'm attractive. I'm more attractive than anybody that these people have around them, but don't look at me. I don't like people staring at me, you know what I mean? So, back to what we're saying about society. You know, I notice people are frantic, and those people specifically, it just seemed like the entire wave of people, regardless of where I was, it was San Francisco or so. Something like that, I think. Yeah, I know it was Burger King or something like that. I don't fucking remember, dude. Just everybody just seems so laser focused. Ha, keyword laser focused. That's good. Everyone seems so dialed in. They seem so impatient. They want things to get done. Whoa, so ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We are going, I have to take an absolute piss though, but like right before the 15 minute mark, we're gonna take an absolute motherfucking break here. And we will return after these messages, unless you guys want to hear some music. How did you guys like last week's music? Did it distract you from the show? Or were you able to still focus? And you're still able to focus, or you weren't? There's a couple of songs that I really like on here that I've been listening to like the past couple of days. One thing for sure that I don't stop using, no matter what the fuck's going on, is music, dude. I always gotta fucking listen to my music, you know what I mean? But yeah, dude, I really like YouTube Music, because YouTube Music, it shows you the video as well. I mean, I'm pretty sure Apple can simultaneously do that too, but I just found a little bit more of a liking for it because of the way that it's structured and stuff. So, like, you know, structure is a very important part of anything in life. Because without structure, your ass won't be able to do anything right. Without structure, you're not going to be able to plan stuff right. You're not going to be able to be consistent with what you're doing. You're not going to be able to, you know, game plan for anything. You're not going to be able to get a routine going. You're not going to be able to save money. You're not going to be able to do anything. You guys heard this one? It's by Medusa and James Carter, featuring Ellie Dewey and Fastboy Dewey. Why don't you just listen to music, and like every last 15 minutes of all our podcasts in the future, we're just going to listen to badass music for the last 15 minutes. Tonight we'll make bad memories. One more dream, she said. I think I'm losing my head now. I think I'm losing my head now. Losing my head now. Losing my head now. Tonight we'll make. Boots and cats. I'm guessing that's Ellie Dewey. I can't believe we've almost done 47 minutes. Can you believe that? It doesn't even feel like we're doing it. I feel like we're super stoned. Bitches don't wash their hands or something. You got a bunch of like nasty motherfuckers that don't wash their hands. There's all these people that they say they're one thing and they're something else completely. Tomorrow make a bad memory. One more thing she said. A good motherfucking song, huh? That was on Gabriel Radio, motherfuckers. How about the all nighter by Tiesto, DJ Tiesto? I like to stay in the same category and type of music, considering more of my music than anything is party music now. Dropped my fucking headphone for it. That's the thing about these beats you gotta watch out for. Oh, give me a second. Yeah, only because I said, like, hold on, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, by the way, with True Speech, episode 490. I said hold on because I couldn't hear because I had my earbuds on, so. Yeah, man, I was good off of that hit after I hit that that first hit or so. Yeah, I do not like coughing. On top of that, dude, I felt absolutely fucking high. So I felt like the entire time in this episode, we were in the shadow realm. I'm so damn tired. I feel like I'm going to go to sleep after this. Can you believe it or do you believe it? It'll be cool. I mean, like, dude, it was awesome. I mean, doing shows like this, I mean, staying up sometimes, it doesn't matter. You know, sometimes it's super fun, you know. There's a lot of times I can't sleep because of just, like, my schedule changes constantly, frequently. And then a big thing for me is being unable to sleep because of stress. You know, some people could stress sleep. I can't. Some people could stress eat. I can't. I rarely stress eat. I just eat a lot because I get the munchies. And my entire room is decorated with munchies, so... It makes it a little bit more of a fun experience for me to do that. But for the most part, you know, I try not to eat too much of one thing or too much of anything. But mind you, like I was saying earlier, I do have a massive like for Pop-Tarts. Dude, oh my God. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely amazing. Strawberry, my favorite. I want to try blueberry and cherry as well. So that'll probably be delicious. But something else I was just going to say to you. But, you know, other than, you know, doing that, everything else, I feel like anything else coming up for this week. I mean, other than just working and continue to be a better human being every day. You know, just because people don't appreciate you or respect you. I mean, point blank is in life, in relationships, in any forms, any kind of anything in life, we are going to have struggle. We are going to have situations that we're going to have to be tougher than we normally are. We're going to have situations where we don't know what our next move is going to be temporarily because we're presently in that mind state. But we got to remember where we come from. We gotta remember what we stand for. We gotta remember how smart and intelligent we are, how gifted we are, how loved we are, and how talented. You know, you don't lose your qualities just because someone treats you bad, and or doesn't make you feel like you deserve to be. You know what I mean? It happens a lot. It happens a lot to a lot of people. You know, accountability is 100% important in a relationship. You don't have accountability, you aren't owning up to the problems that you're causing or creating or edging or egging on, or you're the cause of the problem. I'm more of a solution guy. Like, I like to say that I like to search for the solution, and I don't like to argue. So whenever I'm in relationships or whatever, I generally, like, the main frame or mainstay of my brain would be like, you know, I don't like to argue. I want to get through it as fast as possible. I want to talk about things. And, you know, some people don't like to talk. Some people don't know how to. Some people get too mad. Some people get too mad first and then decide to talk later. You know, but no, I'm one of those people that will work for the things that I have. But it's frustrating when someone doesn't do it on their end. Like, you know, there's been a lot of times where I have put forth my ultimate efforts towards people, and I ain't got a fucking thing back, or a subpar effort, or barely any effort. I'm putting in 100%, someone's putting in 30% or 20%. You know, ungrateful people, despicable in a way, obviously. People who are two-faced. I mean, I don't know. It's just when you do things in life, when actions are committed, you know, obviously, like I said, whether they're positive or negative, people always have an opinion. Quote unquote opinion means that means they made it. They have a made up thought process about it. Their thoughts are made up. That's their own personal opinion, and it's not deemed a fact. Some people, you know, obviously, will assume things without even looking at anything or any facts, or you know the facts, or you just, you know, you look at what you're saying and you know what the fuck you're talking about right off the bat. You know what I mean? You know, people will manipulate you right under your skin. You know, that happens a lot. I mean, manipulation in relationships and just anywhere, you know, in groups and classrooms, just in any forums, you know, whether any place we learn stuff from, anything we're learning, everything we're doing, the news we're reading, the news we're consuming. I mean, manipulation exists in many forms in this world. Relationship-wise, manipulation is like, oh, well, how about, you know, if you, you know, I'll go on a couple of dates with you or something, and, you know, maybe we can, you know, go to the beach or something afterwards, after a few dates. And then you end up doing a few dates. This is a fucking horrible fucking goddamn example. I mean, thinking of something for me, I mean, myself, I could probably think of something way better to say than a horrible freaking two-night. I mean, no, if we want to go to the beach, we can go to the beach the first day we talk. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It matters about your willingness to, I mean, obviously not hold on to the past idiots that you've had in your life. Don't assume that everybody's the same. I mean, dude, having to get constant reality checks in life is not fun. Once you realize everybody's not the same, everyone's different, you know, everybody's different, but some are unique. You know, there's a lot of people that are the same, though. I mean, in a way, when it comes to portraying the same types of actions. You know, lack of accountability is a massive one for a lot of people. It'll be, you know, like the two-face method, or whatever the heck you call it, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's like, it reminds you of the two-step authentication thing that we're talking about for Twitter a couple weeks ago. No, so it's pretty much like, you know, you could do whatever the fuck you want, you know, a hypocrite and stuff, and you could do whatever the fuck you want, but when I do the same thing, I'm the bad guy. Or you could say whatever you want to someone, whatever the fuck you want. Everybody and everyone wants to use everything possible to turn against you and point fingers in your area because you're manipulation towards them. You know, adults will do this to children, their own children, their nieces, their nephews, anybody around them, anybody that will listen to them and abide by them and you know, worship them in a way, who worship them. Kids will listen, teenagers will listen, adults will listen if the right person pushes out the right messages. They'll do anything they say, they're paying attention. But you could spread manipulation in a bad way. Meaning, like, if you're telling, you know, young children your lies, or spreading lies, you know, if mom's telling bad lies to their son about dad, especially with parents that are co-parenting, and parents that are kind of edgy and kind of arguing stuff, or they have to set boundaries or whatever else it is, just in general. It's not good. It's never good. It's not something that's going to be a plausible in the future, you know, or positive. There's nothing positive about it. But people, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, people have no self-respect. I mean, like, because point blank is, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody commits the same type of act multiple times, ruthlessly, flawlessly, without any problems, that just shows you that they don't give a fuck about what you're saying. So if someone does something to you multiple times after you've told them not to, or you don't like this, and or it's something that is damaging to you or your guys' relationship, that should show you everything you need to know about that person, point blank is. And a lot of people tend to lose their own self-respect. And, you know, I don't mean losing self-respect in a bad way. Like, I don't feel like I've ever lost my self-respect. Like, you don't always remember where you come from. But people losing their self-respect, being like, you know, you understanding that you don't have to deal with this motherfucker that's cheating you bad, or, you know, their self-respect is like, oh, well, they are rude to others, but they don't take good care of themselves too. But, you know, that doesn't make me shy away from telling someone off if I need to tell someone off. I've never been shy to tell my words. I've never been shy to explain it. You know, I've always been a guy who wants to accomplish things. I've always been a guy who wants to, you know, get to the next best things when it comes to topics, education, life. You know, if we're not happy with one area, we can go do something else. We can adjust. You know, if something bad happens, we adjust. We adjust, we adjust, we regroup, and we come back and we do it all over again. It happens. You know, life gets tough sometimes, but you get tougher. You know, hence going through all the worst things you've gone through. Maybe you went through everything, or you have a lot of stuff that's going on either at home or whatever, school, relationships, it doesn't matter what it is. What are you going to do about it is the question. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to solve your problem? How are you going to resolve your issue, your conflict, whatever it is you want to call it or refer to it as? You know, I'd like to think that I use my you know, problems and, you know, unfortunate times in my life or periods, you know, just different things that happen, you know, just different tragic or, you know, devastating or unfortunate moments. I use them as motivations and strengths. You know, obviously sometimes I can't take my own advices when it comes to a lot, but hey, man, it's not about me. You know, I know that I'm capable of doing all these things, but if I could spread knowledge to everyone and anyone else, then that means more to me than anything. You know what I mean? That's the same thing with the whole charging people for podcasts or subscriptions. Like, no, that's just stupid. I love to put knowledge out there. I love to talk about shit. I love to spread my you know, just my thought process about things, and, you know, kind of like expand the way that people think in a way, I guess. I mean, try to think about things in a different way. Considering, like, so to finalize this topic, let's go back to what we're saying. We were talking about the what the fuck were we talking about? Finalizing what? What the hell? Did we literally lose our last topic here on the show due to being stoned? Who knows? We probably did. But that shows you clearly that we don't belong. I mean, obviously, like, okay, so I think we did. It was the motivation, right? Yeah, so, I mean, you gotta have motivation to do everything and anything. You gotta have the will, you have the mindset, you gotta do everything and anything. But the one thing that jams a lot of people up is staying in the wrong relationships for too long. Letting the wrong person abuse you, use you, and you abuse you. You don't need to physically abuse someone to abuse someone. You know, abusing someone, it doesn't have to be all physical all the time. Be emotionally and stuff, too. People inflict stuff on you. They do things because they know it'll hurt you. And they'll never take accountability for their actions. People who don't take accountability for their actions, or they can't talk about the things without getting mad, or, you know, they have an ego problem and all that. Like, dude, those people don't you can't get anywhere with those kinds of people. You know, it's like you're running head on into someone that's hard headed and they don't want to make any improvements for themselves or make any improvements for their quality of life and or any other relationships. You know what I mean? That's not my problem at the end of the day, because I am a guy who goes forth and forward to get to where I want to be. I kick my own ass to get into that. I'll kick anyone else's ass around me that tries to stop me. And I'm very dedicated to a lot. And I'm just not that type of person that will stall anybody or treat anybody just openly bad. Yeah, I mean, there's times when we're not perfect and all that, but I've never gone into someone's life and absolutely treated them like shit just because. And you know, there's a lot of times, and you know, I mean, I've obviously everyone's faced some of this stuff in a form of a way. I mean, I feel like for me, this is the most I've ever tried. And, you know, obviously you can see what happens in your relationships. Obviously I've just a long, one of the longest relationships I've had probably is five years, two times, then 6 months and 1 year for one of them. You know, obviously, like I said, when you're talking to people, there's a difference between talking to people and dating. You know, you're only supposed to have one person that you date, quote unquote, for people. Now, I'm saying quote unquote because people are fucking whores nowadays. And people don't stay committed, and people are married, and they aren't married, but they're married, but they're not married, but the married person isn't in the picture. You know what I mean? Meaning like, oh, we're divorced, but we're technically married. We don't live together, but we're married, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody seems to be like that. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on what the fuck you want to do with your life. You got to really plan for stuff. You got to really dedicate yourself to something. And, you know, have plans for anything and everything that happens, regardless of the outcome, regardless of the result. You know, you got to put yourself in a positive state. You got to be able and be ready to combat anything that comes your way. Quite simple. You got to be ready to have a positive approach and make success in your life, ladies and gentlemen. But to have success for your guys' lives, and establish yourself for victory in the near future and beyond. But that is everything, though, for today's episode. This is episode 490 of Truth Speech with the King. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Gabriel Hernandez. And you can follow us on Twitter, you know, X, formerly known as Twitter, at x.com/truthspeechpod. And or just follow me on Twitter at TruthSpeechPod, GT King Official on Twitter as well, formerly known as Twitter, x.com/GT King Official. One more time, at GT King Official. And head on over to Instagram, like I said, TruthSpeechPod on Instagram as well as Twitter and Threads as well. Yeah, everybody seems to forget about Threads. And like I said, subscribe to our podcast. If you don't have access to our podcast on Spotify because you don't have Spotify, remember, you can use all of the other major podcast providers, and there's a list of them in the bio of what I think is of the podcast account. If not, I can post it. I think it's in all the link trees and stuff too. So you can see everywhere and anywhere that the podcast is available, and or directly on Spotify, you can see the Spotify for Podcasters profile and see all the listed supported browsers and stuff like that that do support the show. So be sure, GTheKing_official on Instagram as well. So be sure to follow us, like, share, rate, review, show us to your friends, family, anyone and everyone, ladies and gentlemen. All publicity is good publicity. Have a good rest of your Sunday and a strong and eventful and a very productive week ahead of you, motherfuckers. Don't drink and drive, or in my case, smoke and drive. We are out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, trying to get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then know what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, trying to get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then know what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.